hearts to hear from you today, God, through the music that is sang, that is played, and the songs that are sung, and the word that comes forth, Father, that we may hear something, a rhema word. In Jesus' name. And the church said, amen and amen.
You know, I want to say, we want to, this morning, we want to be lifting up some people in prayer. A good friend of ours, Karen Fawcett, was it 2 years ago? She nearly died, and she got a miraculous recovery. And right now, that family needs prayer because she's on life support, got a flu, and she was fragile health-wise anyway. So we want to lift them up. And then Mr. Holmes' nephew, some of you may not know him, but Jerry and I grew up with him, Philip Holmes, Russell's son. He died. And so, you know, we just, our heart goes out to people that are going through some things. But, you know, I put a scripture in here this morning. And when I saw that phrase, I thought, that is something that I need to latch on. And on the back of your bulletin, it's a scripture from Psalm 118. And if you would stand, we begin our praise and our worship this morning. I want you to go into it with decreeing this thing with me, that the hand of God has turned the tide. Now, what do you need in your life that in the natural needs to be turned? David wrote this, and he listened to the Message Bible. He said, push to the wall. Did you ever feel like that's where you were? I mean, you've been pushed to your limit, pushed to your wall. And he said, what'd he do? Did he moan and groan? No, what'd he do? I called to God. And from the wide open spaces, he answered, God's now at my side and I'm not afraid. Who would dare, come on, who would dare lay a hand on me? God's my strong champion. I flick off enemies like flies. I thought, man, isn't that good? Where's my fly swat? Let's go get them. If anybody that knows me knows how I feel about flies in the house. And I mean, I get them. I go after them. And I thought of that, and I thought, why is it we let the enemy get a hold of us when we need to think they're just a little fly and I have got the Lord on my side? And then he goes on to say, far better to take refuge in God than trust in people. Listen to this. Far better to take refuge in God than to trust in celebrities. And I thought, all these celebrities coming out saying all this stuff, and I'm going, God is my refuge. And then he said, hemmed in by barbarians, in God's name, I rubbed their faces in the dirt. Come on, church. I think this is funny. And like swarming bees, like wild prairie fire, they hemmed me in. And in God's name, I rubbed their faces in the dirt. I was right on the cliff edge, ready to fall, when God grabbed me and held me. God's my strength. He's also my song, and now he's my salvation. Hear the shouts? Hear the shouts? Hear the triumph songs in the camp of the saved? The hand of God has turned the tide. Look, the hand of God is raised in victory. The hand of God has turned the tide. Now, does it look like it? No. But what does the word say? It says the hand of God has turned the tide. Come on, say that. The hand of God has turned the tide. Come on, say it again. The hand of God has turned the tide. Amen. Come on, Mackenzie. Yes, yes. Woo.
That's confirmation. I was praying one day this week for family, and the Lord told me, turn around. And I said, I need to search this out. I need to know what your word says about turnaround. And he led me to the scripture, Acts 26:18, to open their... Now, this can be for people. It can be a salvation scripture. But it can be everybody has darkness, you know, that they run into, that they're confronted with. But it says to turn their eyes that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may thus receive forgiveness and release from their sins and a place and portion, I got tears in my eyes, among those who are consecrated and purified by faith in me. And the translation that I read it in says, receive their inheritance. So that's the right.
Hallelujah. Amen. The hand of God has turned the tide, right? The hand of God has turned the tide. Glory to God. We praise you this morning. Hallelujah, Father God. And we just gonna swat the enemy like flies this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a song rising in my heart, rising in my heart it is. There is a dance rising in this place it is. Come on. There is a song, there is a dance rising up, yes, rising up. You're on the inside, burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive, keeping me alive, and you're never letting go. Glory to God. There is a fire burning in my soul, burning in my soul it is. There is a shout rising in this place, rising in this place it is. Come on. There is a fire, there is a shout rising up, yes, rising up. You're on the inside, burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Yes, you're on the inside, burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive, keeping me alive, and you're never letting go. No, you never let us go. All right, now, church. Say, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said. Come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said. Come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said. Come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said. Come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said. Come like you said. You're on the inside, burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Yes, you're on the inside, burning like a fire,
burning like a fire.
You're on the inside, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Never letting go. morning when she came in here, and she had been praying, and she didn't know she was going to hear that this morning. And I would say there was a fire. Something quickened on the inside of her to encourage her. See, that's what it's all about. Say, come like the fire. Come on. Come like the wind. Come like you promised. Come like you said. Come like the fire. Come like the wind. Come like you promised. Come like you said. Come like the fire. Come like the wind. Come like you promised. Come like you said. Come like the fire. Come like the wind. Come like you promised. Come like you said. Come like the fire. Come like the wind. Come like you promised. Come like you said. Come like the fire. Come like the wind. Come like you promised. Come like you said. Of the disciples when they were in that upper room, and their Savior and their Master had been killed. And even though they had seen him, had been reassured by him, they had seen him go up into the heavens, and there they are in that upper room. And all of a sudden, as they were waiting, and the power of the Lord came, the promise came. The promise came. And you know what? We've got to be waiting and expecting the promise to come. Amen? And not just believing, well, one of these days. No, today. Today, the promise is coming today. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For your miracles. Hallelujah.
Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine.
Come on.
Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. Our God.
Yeah. And since our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And since our God is with us, then what can stand against? And since our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And since our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. We magnify you, Jesus, for who you are. Thank you, Father. in Jesus' name, that you're the king of our heart, and we glorify and magnify you. This song may be a little bit new to some of you, but it just says, you are good. You are good. Oh, yes. Yes. Sure. Amen. Hi, Miss Hope.
My sister was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer on the 6th of December. On the 28th of December, they diagnosed that the cancer had spread to her brain. So she went directly back to the hospital out of Hope Lodge because they said that the pressure in her brain could rise. It didn't, praise God. They said after the surgery she could be blind. She didn't, praise God. They said that she could lose her memory, praise God. She didn't. They said that she could become paralyzed. She didn't, praise God. They said that she would have to stay at least 10 days in the hospital. She didn't, praise God. Said that she would have to go to Cardinal Hill for rehab. She didn't, praise God. She had her surgery on the 3rd, went home on the 4th. Wow. And they said that she would be out all day on the 3rd. She was up later on eating bacon and biscuit. Praise God.
Amen. Glory to God. Woo. Lord, we just, come on, church. That's what you shout about. Amen. Because God turned the tide. And they got a bad report, but God said, you don't have to fear a bad report because I'm turning it around. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just thank you with Miss Hope and about her sister that she is healed. She is delivered in Jesus' name. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah.
Good.
You're never gonna let, sing it to him, church. You're
never gonna let, you're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. 'Cause you are good.
So good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, we praise you.
Hallelujah.
I want you to be seated at this time. We're going to take up the offering
before
as we continue our worship.
Before you take up the offering, I got something I want to say, something the Lord spoke to me while we were singing. And the thing about I'm going to change the tide, I'm going to turn the tide about the presence of God in your life. You know, you don't have to feel like you've been struck by lightning to know that you're in God's presence. Some people feel like they got to be knocked out on the floor, or they got to, you know, hear some kind of audible voice, or they just have something really strong happen to them before they really realize they're in the presence of God. But I want to tell you about a story about a man who was in the dire straits. Everybody that was out looking for him was wanting to kill him. And he'd run for 40 days to get away from Jezebel. And he ended up in a cave, so he was hid out in the cave, out in the wilderness. And he's just sitting in there, you know, having a pity party. Because things had got so bad. And he finally told God, when God showed up, he was so bad. Well, nobody even loves you, God, except me. And he wasn't giving much of a testimony that he loved and trusted God, was he? I mean, he was out there hiding for his life. But when he got to that cave, he got there before God did. Well, not really, but you know, before he knew God did. And he's in there, you know, contemplating everything, and all at once there was this storm came by. Just a tremendous storm, just tearing up, the old saying is, tearing up Jack. And the scripture says, but God wasn't in it. And then there was an earthquake that shook the whole place where he was. Now, an earthquake will get your attention. I mean, a storm like that, he got it. God, the earthquake got his attention. But in both times it said, but God wasn't in it. And then all at once, he heard a still, small voice. Elijah, what's wrong? Well, God, everything's turned against me. And God said, I haven't. Now I'm paraphrasing, I'm giving you my interpretation of it. I haven't. And there's more besides you that haven't. There's a lot. There's thousands that haven't bowed their knee to Baal. Now you get up from here and you get back to business. And what was the business? The business was of presenting God to the people. And he left from there, and God sent him over to anoint Elisha to take his place, because his time was finished. But don't think it's the earthquake and the storms and the lightning strikes that shows you that God's with you and that you're in his presence. His word does it. And when he speaks his word to you in a still small voice, things begin to happen. So don't get discouraged. Don't look for the lightning strikes. I mean, you know, don't look for the earthquakes. Don't look for the other thing. Don't have to have something grand and glorious happen. Now, I can. I'm not saying it won't. But God's with you regardless of what's going on around you, whether it's good or whether it's bad. God is with you to take care of you. Thanks for that testimony. Hope.
Amen.
It's awesome.
Father, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus that we honor you today with our tithes and with our offerings. And Lord, the promise in your word is that the blessings will come upon those who honor you. And I thank you for blessing these people, Father God, in every area of their lives, whether it be an emotional need, an actual financial need, or a loved one to be saved, or a relationship restored. Lord God, we give to you joyfully because you meet all of our needs. In Jesus' name we pray. You know, this next worship song we do, it might be a little new to some of you. Some of you may know it because Whose I Am, who the sun sets free, I am free indeed. But there is a phrase in there that I want you to understand. It talks about, it says, in my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. And you know what that's talking about? And we take this scripture in John 14. John 14, Jesus was getting ready to leave. And he was going to leave the comfort to his disciples. And he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to me, that where I am, you may be also. Now, you know we're going to be with him in heaven. But I believe at that point in time, he was talking about a position he was getting ready to place his children in. Because he says, I've got to go up there. And when I go up there, by the time I get back, then you will have a brand new position. And that position is in him that he talks about in Ephesians 2. The authority and who we are in Christ Jesus. We lost our position when Adam and Eve sold out to the enemy. We lost our position. But I tell you, in Christ, we've got that position back. And when it talks about putting down the enemy, it talks about that. You got to understand who you are. You are free. You are free indeed, and you have a new position that's above, and the enemy is under your feet. But you've got to know that.
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me.
Would you stand with me?
Who the sun sets free. Oh, is free indeed.
What?
I'm a child. Child of God, yes I am.
not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
That we are who you say we are.
Thank you, Jesus.
That we are where you say we are. Father
Thank
God,
you,
that's
Lord.
How we don't see ourselves as a certain race or as a certain place in society, but we see ourselves in Christ Jesus. And we bless you today. You know that David in the Psalms, he would say, bless the Lord. That means you say, God, I love you. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. And we praise you today for who you are.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. I'll worship your holy name.
Come on, church.
The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. Why, all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to fight.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Worship your holy praise unending.
10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name.
We can sing praises unto you today, that we can worship and we can bless you, Father God, for who you are, and that if we take anything, Father God, from this service so far, that we realize that who you are, what you have done for us, and where you have placed us, because we believe, Father God, in the name of Jesus, everybody said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to turn it